My scripture reading today is taken from 1 Corinthians 13, starting at verse 8. Love never fails, but if there are gifts of prophecies, they will be done away. And if there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known. But now faith, hope, love abide these three. But the greatest of these is love. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these words of hope, words of truth, and instruction. Heavenly Father, we ask that you give us more of these great things from you. But let us, above all, abound in love. Love to our neighbor and love to you. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you keep us ever on that path that leads to you. And in Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. And my text is taken from that 1 Corinthians 13 and 13. And let's look at it again. But now faith, hope, love abide these three. But the greatest of these is love. And as we read God's Word, don't matter really where we read within God's Word, it doesn't take one long to realize that love is one of the most important principles of all of God's holy inspired Word. And my message to you this morning is entitled, Love in the Home. Some years ago, 750 married couples were asked, what in your judgment is the most important factor for the making of happiness in the home life? And the answer by the largest number of these was, the most important was a religion lived daily in the home. And so true that is. Love is so important. Love is at the heart of the Christian faith. And it doesn't matter whether we're talking about the Old Testament or whether we're talking about what we know as the New. We are told that love for God and love for our neighbor is how God's law can be summed up in two commands. Generally, to love and obey God with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our mind and all of our strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself. On these is the most important of the principles that God sets out for mankind. The first and the greatest of the commandments requires each of us to love God with the totality of our being. Let's see what Matthew 22 and 37, let's see what it says in that regard. Matthew 22 and 37. And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment." Do you see how it was set aside? Just in that initial response in the two verses. Love for our neighbor is to be the primary way that we have of relating to them with an attitude and action of love. Love is that outgoing concern for another. And we could never state it any better than we should do to others as we would have them to do to us. The principle of love is said to be a royal law by which we are to regulate our lives as children of God. In writing to the Ephesians, Paul encouraged husbands with these words: "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." So men ought to love their wives as their own bodies. "He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Lord the church." And it would appear that if one law out of all the laws were to be selected as the guiding principle to be used in the home, it would be the law of practicing genuine Christian love. And I'd like to discuss some of the main important guides concerning this love that we are to have in our home. And the first is the importance of love in the home. Paul points out that it should be the essential motivating factor in all that we do to make both our service to God and our entire life complete. Love is important for many factors, but within this 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we find out in verse 1, let's look there. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. "If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I am become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal." We could express that love is important because it is expressed in this verse as being more important than having a high degree of eloquence in our speech. Love is more important than knowledge and intellectual achievement, as we see in verse 2. And also in verse 2, we find that love makes faith meaningful. Let's look at verse 2. "If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing." Isn't that astounding? Even if you have faith to the degree that your faith could move mountains, it's still regarded as nothing without love. And in verse 3, love must motivate benevolence. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Reminds me of the verse in the Bible that says that faith without works is dead. Faith without action, showing your faith, revealing the type of person that you are, revealing what the true you is all about. Faith without works is dead. The importance of love in the home and outside the home in regard to our condition with God, in regard to how we look at our neighbor. It cannot be overstated. It is such an important principle. Secondly, the properties of love in the home. It has been said that romantic love is virtually impossible to define. But Paul sets forth some of the qualities of Christian love within this chapter to the Corinthians. And the first that he explains is that love is patience. And who is it of us that cannot stand more of a degree of patience than we have? It's one of the most urgently needed qualities in the home. And the husband and the wife must be patient with each other's imperfections. Children can never attain perfection. And parents must be patient. And it is true that only with time and growth and maturity that patience can really be achieved and accomplished to any lasting degree. Without patience for each other, real happiness is impossible. Love is patience, and love is also kind, secondly. Kindness is a Christian virtue. Patience endures difficulty, while kindness reaches out aggressively to do good. The members of every family must go out of their way to accommodate each other with acts of kindness. And the home is the place where it's most important that we practice kindness in our relationship. Love demonstrates that level of confidence. Christian love is not jealous. Instead of suspecting or surmising, love believes the best rather than the worst in others. Both husbands and wives should conduct themselves so the confidence that your spouse has in you will never be shaken. The truthfulness and the degree of integrity that your spouse has in you is what causes that Christian love to always want to believe the best. And then love practices good manners. In verse 5 we read. Real love inspires one to an attitude of kindness and courtesy that eliminates rudeness. You know, it's not at all uncommon that a person can become quite rude to another without even openly realizing it, without even being that conscious of it. Courtesy in the home is as essential as conduct that ensures good public relations at the place of your business. Husbands and wives should continue to practice the courtesy that caused them to be able to win their spouse's heart during their days of courtship. Love is also not self-centered. Christian love does not continue to insist on its own way. Christian love concerns itself with the happiness and the well-being of the person who is loved. Love is an outgoing concern for the other person, the one that is loved. It's that action. Selfishness and Christian love are opposites. And it seems as if that children are born with a self-centered nature. And we just wells to say that all of us have way too much of selfishness and being self-centered. And we speak of children, but as they grow toward maturity in Christ, this tendency toward self-centeredness should be discarded. But some people never grow out of their self-centeredness that they have in early childhood. Selfishness, in the final analysis, has probably caused more homes to break up than any other factor. Only being concerned with your own self, your own desire, your own wishes, your own way, you can see how that's quite true. To be genuinely concerned about the problems of the other, the spouse, the other member of the family, is when we know that we seek that person's happiest state and whatever would bring them the most self-satisfaction and esteem. Christian love does not seek its own way, but instead, it seeks that which is best for others. Love is the outgoing concern that you have for the person loved. Love also is gentle, and as we read in verse 5, it is not easily irritated. It doesn't easily harbor resentment. It does not maintain a list of gripes and does not carry a sack full of grudges. Instead, it meets problems with an attitude of gentleness and kindness. And I would say forgiveness and forgetfulness. There's difficult days in life that necessitate gentle treatment. And the husband and wife must constantly be on guard against the tendency to be irritable or resentful when everything does not go properly. One of the primary rules in a marriage is you've got to give and take, right? It's giving and taking. And it's looking, trying to overlook the faults and the tendency of the other person. Love rejoices in and practices righteousness. Instead of rejoicing in things that are wrong, love rejoices in things that are right. What is it that you truly love about your spouse? What was one of many things that caused both of you to enjoy being around each other and wanting to spend the rest of your life together? Love rejoices in doing what is right. And love flourishes when it sees that those characteristics of love in the other person. Within the happy home, the husband and the wife will always seek to do what is right with each other. One of the most important things, I think, that can make every home better and keep it that way is that love is optimistic. What good has negativity ever done? What good does it do? Not at all. But when you look at everything from an optimistic point of view, and when you see the best in the other person or in the member within the home, then things go much, much better. We need to see, we need to look for the good in others. It majors on opportunities rather than obstacles. It cheerfully faces duties rather than majoring on difficulties. Love is characterized by determination in verse 8. Christian love is not shallow or superficial. And it certainly is not defined by moods or impulses. Above all, our Christian love within the home, and particularly toward our spouses, should be always a firm determination to do what is right. And lastly, I'd like to speak of the permanence of love. And we read how permanent it is in this chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, from the 8th through the 13th verse. Christian love is and should be permanent, and it is eternal. It refuses to fail. And this kind of love that we need to have and we need to develop more fully begins with God, and it will continue with Him and His family throughout all eternity. We're speaking of love in the family. But this type of love should flow through us to others as God would lead us to be with others. And that's what can help lead them to know God through us, is seeing that love that we allow to flow through us to them. A time will come when faith will give way to sight, and hope will be realized in achievement. But even in heaven, as long as the ages roll, love must and will prevail. For, remember the verse that says, God is love. Let's look at 1 John 4 and 16. 1 John 4, 16. These are one of the verses that we should have memorized, that come right instantly to our mind. We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Do you see how it's so important to have love in the greatest degree in the home? Because God is love. If we have love utmost in the home, then we have God utmost in the home, because God is love. And let's see where it comes from. Let's see what 1 John 4 and 7, let's read that. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. For love is from God. And in closing, I'd like for us to look and plant within our hearts and minds 1 John 5 and 2 and 3. 1 John 5 and 2. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and observe His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. You see the importance of love? See how 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is known by all who study the Word of God as being the chapter of love. faith, hope, and charity. The greatest of these is charity or love. If you would stand with me. I'd like to wish everyone a great and happy and joyful Shabbat Shalom. And may God's love and His blessings and the joy that you have on this blessed Sabbath of His, may it overtake you and overflow you. Let's read this blessing together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen. Let's...